thanks for joining me. This is Steve Gretsch. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, and looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. And this episode is called Redemption in Him. Ephesians 1, 7 through 8. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And of course, I love doing word studies, deep diving into the word studies. And I just thought about this in Him, which is a fixed position. Isn't that neat? We're in a fixed position with Him. In Him, this is what we have. It's all because of what He did in coming and being our Savior, walking the earth, sinless Son of God, shedding His blood on the cross, dying, being raised, and ascending into heaven. This in Him, we have a fixed position in Him. The redemption means to release on payment of ransom. We've been ransomed. I just love pondering these things. And I just pray that you, the listener, will be blessed through the promises of God. God is committed to His promises. We have redemption in Him. When we repent of our sin, put our trust in Jesus, and believe the gospel, all amazing things, not even possible without Him being the one to draw us to Himself, to release on payment of ransom. We were in big trouble, weren't we? And it says in Isaiah 43:11, I am the Lord. There is no other Savior besides me. So wherever we look, when we trod upon this planet, and wherever we look, the only place salvation can be found is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is through His blood. I thought this was interesting. From one end to the other, I looked up the word through. I'm becoming kind of a word study geek, and because it's just amazing what the Lord has done. This leaves nothing out. His blood, His shed blood, leaves nothing out. From one end to the other, it's complete. It's over. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement. Leviticus 17:11. Uh-oh, there I go. I'm finding myself in Leviticus. What? And wonderful, wonderful forgiveness. We are pardoned, and we've been released from the legal penalty for the offenses that we have committed, which is basically sin. The Lord God forgives us of our sins, which is a falling away. We have fallen away from grace. But God, through redemption, through His Son, through His shed blood, all done. That's my granddaughter, when it's so funny. Sometimes she's learned the word all done. And so when she wants to move on from what's going on, she'll say, all done. And it's so cute. But I don't know why it went that way. It's just, you know, kind of fun. So anyways, there you have it. The riches of grace. It's only from the Lord. He is the source. It's a gracious gift brought to man by Jesus. Oh, looks like I got a text there. I forgot to turn off my notifications. I think I'll turn this down. So, sorry about that. Wisdom and understanding. To me, when I see these words, it kind of looks like they're the same, but they're not. I thought to myself, self, why both? And we know that the Lord Himself is the source of both wisdom and understanding. With wisdom, we have insight, but with understanding, we have understanding leading to action. They're different. Wow, I was really pleasantly surprised, but I shouldn't be. They're different. They absolutely are. So the action is initiated by the Lord, and the Savior has been lifted up and raised up. There's His action. And says, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. But He was saying this to indicate what kind of death by which He was going to die. There's the action. John 12, 32, 33. The Lord Himself came down. He's the one that initiator. He's the source and the initiator of redemption. So here it is. The promise is redemption in him, Ephesians 1, 7 through 8. In him we have a redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Blessed promise, wonderful promise, a redemption in him, and I'd like to say only in him. And so, well, I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.